This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
I've been talking about this with the Miami Dolphins for a while now. And sometimes, you know, throughout the season this year, remember how I kind of put together the puzzle for you on the dysfunction of the situation with Flo and the team and the decisions and all that kind of stuff? And at times, you know, I would have to kind of like, you know, tell Omar, hey, oh, you know, and he still probably to this day doesn't believe it, but like it's his job. He's the one that wanted Kyle Van Noy and then wanted him cut. He's the guy who wanted to cut Eric Flowers when he didn't have to cut Eric Flowers, you know, all these kind of things and the dysfunction that was going on and the terror that was going on behind it. And as the year went on, did I not tell you as I was pointing all of this out that it was happening in front of your eyes? It's like, it's not so much inside information, but if you just look at the pieces of the puzzle in front of you and put them together, you can actually come up with the same answer that I have, which is what ended up resulting in what you saw, Flo getting, you know, dismissed. And so one of the requirements that I've said is that Chris Greer has to what? Take control now, right? And not give the coach the control on personnel like they did with Gase and Flo, right?
Yes, you have.
Right? I've been saying that the whole time. Well, I think it's going to happen. Do you know why I think it's going to happen? Because it's happening before your eyes once again. So, what is the theme of the new search for the head coach? Hey, Tua's our guy. That's where it starts, right? You don't dictate who the player you get to coach. You just coach the players we give you and move on. And so maybe publicly what I want has actually happened. I didn't realize it over the last couple of days because that's kind of been the theme out there. Hey, listen, we're building with Tua and we're moving forward. So they fired this coach because this idiot didn't want Tua and didn't want to build around Tua, never gave him a chance. And so now they're saying, hey, this is the way things are going to be done from here on out. And so I like this because I know Marvin Allen knows personnel. I know Reggie McKenzie knows personnel. I know Chris Greer knows personnel. I am more than confident we have three guys that can really do a great job of building this team. But you've got to let them do their job. And you cannot hire somebody that is now going to block, you know, half the things you want to do because they have another idea and all of that. And in the end, this is the way you should be building the football team because the candidates you're interviewing, okay, as much as I like, let's say, Jim Caldwell, I don't want him running personnel. Now, I will say this. I will want Jim Caldwell's influence, opinion, and I will also go with it at the quarterback spot. So if he is coaching Tua and he doesn't feel Tua's the guy, I would lean with him and I would say, okay, well, he knows quarterbacks. This is a guy that's developed quarterbacks. This is a guy that knows how to play. This is a guy that has saved NFL seasons for teams. So I'm going to go with what Caldwell, you know, says, you know what I mean? And so they actually have given us a sign already that maybe this is what I want them to do. This way you could find everything is about finding out whether you can do the job or you can't do the job, right? Yesterday, I told you that I want Tua to get the opportunity that Ryan Tannehill has, that Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill have in New Orleans, that Matt Stafford has in Detroit, okay? Just give him a decent team around him, and let me see if he can sink or swim. Well, if you're the personnel department, Don't hire a coach that's going to meddle, and don't give a head coach the power to meddle. That way we can find out if you can do the job or not. And if I'm the owner, I don't know if he realizes this like I do, because that's what I would have said. Hey guys, okay, let's do this. You guys are going to handle personnel and personnel only, okay? And let the coach coach the players that you bring. That way we can measure the coach with the players and you with personnel. And if you provide Tua what he needs, we can then also measure if Tua can get it done or not. This way, everybody's in their element and nobody is over using their power and going into areas that they shouldn't be in. And to me, that is, I think that might be a sign of things to come right now for the Miami Dolphins. And I think it's a positive, actually.